AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Barack and Michelle Obama are two of the speakers tonight in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The Harris campaign says the former First Lady will argue how Kamala Harris's experience and values make her qualified to serve as president. It says the ex-president is expected to focus on what Democrats have to do to beat Donald Trump. Obama's former vice president will not be on hand to see the speech. President Biden spending the week in California after his own speech in Chicago last night.
13 protesters were arrested yesterday in Chicago. Police Lieutenant Larry Snelling says there's been no serious perimeter breaches.
What we've been training for worked. It worked. And because, listen, we can't account for every situation that could happen, but if we respond to it and we put an end to it before it turns bad, then we've done our jobs.
Donald Trump is campaigning in Michigan. An independent commission suggests ways last year's deadly mass shooting in Maine could have been prevented.
40-year-old Robert Card killed 18 people in Lewiston, Maine. Daniel Waffen is the chair of a special commission created to investigate the attacks.
The Sagatahoc County Sheriff's Office had sufficient probable cause to take Card into protective custody under Maine's yellow flag law and to initiate a petition to confiscate any firearms he possessed or over which he had control.
The report also faulted the Army Reserves.
Card's commanding officers knew of his auditory hallucinations, increasingly aggressive behavior, collection of guns, ominous comments about his intentions.
While the report was a fact-finding mission, no recommendations were made. I'm Shelley Adler.
At the Democratic Convention, the head of the United Auto Workers Union is threatening a strike against Stellantis over a delayed plant reopening. This is AP News. A massive fire is burning for a third day at a Russian oil depot hit by Ukrainian drones.
Amateur video footage posted on the Etorostov Telegram channel showed an immense fire encompassed by dark plumes of smoke rising into the sky. In the background, you can hear a young girl speaking to a man. The man says, "Look, Lena, this is bad. This is bad," the girl replies. "I'm scared," he says. "They will all go boom now." They then decide to leave the scene. The fire at the depot in the town of Proletarsk burned across an area of 2.5 acres. 500 firefighters are involved in the operation. Ukraine's military confirmed the attack on the oil depot, which Russia's army used as a supply. Ukraine said it was done to undermine Russia's military and economic potential. The attack on the oil depot came as Ukraine continued to push into Russia's Kursk region further northwest. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.